Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tes, Siman Zion. And today's shiur is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need to find Shidduchim. The Chayyadim is introducing a concept known as Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Now, this concept of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is unique to Shabbos. It doesn't apply elsewhere. And Rashi is on record that the reason why Shabbos has its unique din is because of the concept of Melechos Mashevis. Zion, I feel like Mechab and Loisa Melacha, El Shein Sarach L'Tachlisa, V'hana Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So he's going to give an example. First, he discusses the halachic status of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Rambam holds that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. V'hat Shein Mekalko, unless it's Mekalko. That's how Repos came to Potter. They hold that the Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is not Asimir Raisa, it's only Asimir Rabbanon. So what's a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? So literally that means a Melacha, which a person is doing, that he does not need it, he does not need the actual Melacha. So he's doing the Melacha with Kavana, he's doing it intentionally, he has a reason why he's doing it, but he doesn't need it. So what does it mean, if he's doing it, what do you mean he doesn't need it? So there are actions which we might be able to isolate the malacha element of it and other purposes why a person will be doing this action. A person is doing the same action, he's doing it intentionally. If he's doing it for one purpose, this is akin to the malacha element of what's involved over here. And he might do it for another purpose, which is not like the malacha. So for example, v'hadimyun, an example of this would be the following. Achar v'guma. So the person makes a hole in the ground. He does not need the hole. He just needs the dirt in the hole. So the malacha is making a hole to use the hole. That's the person would make a furrow. The purpose of the furrow was then to be able to plant in the furrow. So the purpose of the malacha of chayfer, which is learned from chareish, is to use the depression that you made in the ground, the hole you made in the ground, the furrow, the ditch that you made in the ground for some purpose. So that's the malacha. The malacha is creating that usable hole. Well, over here you're creating the usable hole, but you have no intention to use it. So the purpose of the malacha is different than what the person is doing it for. So that's called malacha tzein tzricha l'gufa. He's doing the malacha. He doesn't need the malacha. He doesn't need the malacha element. He just needs the dirt. Theoretically, if he could get the dirt without doing the malacha, he would do that. So he's doing the malacha for a purpose other than the malacha element of the action. So malacha hi aguma. The malacha is making the hole. V'chayv b'bayis v'shum b'ayna u'b'sadam v'shum b'charish. That hole that you're making, if it's in a house, this person is making some type of depression. He has plans to use it to put something in it, etc. So that's the malacha of Baina. It's a form of Baina. You're building the house in that regard. And in a field, that becomes a place where you can plant something. So he's going to Chai because of Chorish, which is preparing the ground to make it ready to plant in it. But over here, he doesn't need the hole. He has no use for the hole. In the house, the hole he's not planning to use the hole to put something in it or anything of that sort. So he has no use for the hole. So the malacha asks with him, creating this usable hole is not relevant to him. But he does need the dirt. He's doing it intentionally to get the dirt. So Yehuda holds, in that case, Yehuda in the Gemara, holds the malacha, Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv, a person doing an action intentionally. It's an action which is of error to do. So the fact that he has different reasons why he's doing it other than the primary usage of it is irrelevant. The action itself is problematic. It's an action of a malacha. It's going to be yasser. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says malacha and the Tzricha L'Gufa miraisa is mutter. Kim shein tzarich l'guma, havi malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So the person does not need the guma. He does not need the hole. It's called malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So this unique din by Shabbos because of Melechah Mas Shabbos. So it's a funny thing doing a malacha, which you know you have no interest in the malacha itself. It's definitely not a chashav of malacha. You undermine the chashivas of the malacha by saying, "Eh, garnish is not important to me." So a person doing a malacha and doesn't really care about the fact that there's a malacha there, that's not going to be chayav according to Rav Shimon. It is asur mi rabbanan. And there's a Ram which says it's a very chomer d'kud rabbanan because it parallels with the raisa. Everything is, he's doing the action with intent to do it. It looks like the same actions as a deraisa. So it's easily confused with a deraisa. So we're machron it very much. Malachat Shein Lagufa is very chomer d'kud rabbanan. But it's rabbanan, and that's how Roy Paskin Paskin, the Rama being the exception. The Rama holds Malachat Shein Lagufa is chayiv, like Rabbi Huda. Roy Paskin hold it's only mi rabbanan. The Chayyim gives a second example, and we'll clarify the Bais Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.